And welcome back to another episode of Reaction Cast. It's your host, Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus. And this time around, we're going to be talking about the film Ghostbusters Afterlife. So Ghostbusters Afterlife is one of those movies that has been in the public eye, mostly after like the delays on this one. I think it was delayed once because of the pandemic, but that's besides the point. It's one of those films that it has the Ghostbusters name, so a lot of people are looking forward to it. But since the incident that happened back with the female casted one, there's a lot in the air. I think I've said it multiple times on my other show that I did not enjoy the kind of the reboot that they were trying to do. And a lot of people try to wipe that away from their memory. So, going into Ghostbusters Afterlife, a lot of the scenes we got during the trailers were a possibility of this just being a sequel or a successor to the original Ghostbusters. So let's kind of get into it a little bit. So basically, the basic plot of the story is when a single mother and her two children move to a new town. They soon discover that they have a connection to the original Ghostbusters and a secret legacy that their grandfather left behind. So basically, let's see here. Trying to get everyone's name correctly here. So, the mother Callie kind of has to like dip out of her home because of circumstances, money management. They kind of do these kind of joke-ish plots around this, and her son Trevor, played by Finn Wolfhard. Most people know him from Stranger Things, and by young daughter Phoebe, played by McKenna Grace. For sure, the character of Phoebe is kind of the main focus of the film, I would say, because the way I saw the film, the way I viewed the film, she was like the key star of this whole thing, and I really enjoyed her performance throughout the entire thing. But throughout the thing, you kind of, even in the trailers, they kind of showcase that that they have some connection to the old Ghostbusters, that their grandfather was one of the old members, and in the universe, everyone knows about it. Some younger people probably don't know because it's not as prevalent anymore. But the character of that Paul Rudd plays, Mr. Gerberson. Okay, I didn't think that was as cheesy as before. But yeah, he kind of showcased to the kids, like, hey, yeah, this is a thing, where Phoebe, this kind of, like, quirky, awkward child, she portrays, kind of in the ways of kind of her grandfather, this quirky genius. And for sure, this quirkiness kind of works for her character. She makes friends with Logan Kim's character, Podcast. I love him. He's really funny. Phoebe and Podcast play a fun role, like this back and forth that works really well. But the plot is that like there's like these incidents happening throughout the city of Somerville, I think the name of the city was. But that's besides the point. And things are just happening, you know. When you're going into a Ghostbusters film, you're expecting like ghosts and hunting and stuff and all this stuff. You want things to feel excited. And for the most part, the acting overall was really well. Everyone did their fantastic job. For sure, like I said, standout stars were McKenna Grace. She just stole the show, in my opinion. And the way the plot flowed, like, it got bumpy at times, because the first and second act were doing a reasonably good job building up some of these characters. And for being kind of a little bit of a, it wasn't a slow burn, it was a reasonably good burn to get towards the finale. But once you got to like the final act, like the third and final act, it just kind of like went into like really went into action and then fizzled out. And it was like everything you wanted, but too quick. And it could have used a little bit more. This is like a 2-hour film. And there's a lot of interesting, fun things about this film. They really throw some of these like fun nods to the old Ghostbusters. And what's great about that is like it's good to pay homage to a lot of the old films, and like just they do a good job. You know, they're throwing you member berries, but sometimes you just, there's a little too much, and I'm like, okay, I remember that, but like sometimes you just can't play off that all the time. And sometimes this film didn't feel like it had a cohesive idea of what it wanted to be. It had a very interesting comedic like flow to it, like the kind of this weird dark dry humor that Phoebe did, and there was a couple times I chuckled, but not really. They were like, okay, sure. And some of the other like gags they did for this one, and then there's other times where like during the first beginning, like first 5 minutes of the film, like it's pretty dark and scary, and like oh wow, this is how we're going, but then it kind of slows down a little bit, goes into the character builds of the rest of the family, and then starts ramping up, but it never builds up to this very like ghost hunting thing. It's like literally and like when you're watching the trailers, like that whole section, that's the most you see ghosts overall. Like you want Ghostbusters to be a film where you go and see everyone build ghosts, but you still gotta establish these characters and stuff. So like you, I know what they're trying to do is they're trying to build up this build up the franchise again. Like I would be so happy to see a really well done like Ghostbusters movie series, and you could see that they're trying for this to build a new younger team, like bringing in the new generation, but this film doesn't do a reasonable good job to like bring together the team. I would say, you know, there's like that team moment, like oh yes, we are here together to fight this like ghostly presence, and it just never properly clicks, and that's kind of where the plot just felt for me, just like okay, well yeah, sure. It was just like for like writing sense, and it just like it just didn't work well. Like it was fun, it was cool, but it was fine. Like I just hoping it was a little bit more, just a little bit more. Just so it can build up a little bit more of the ominous ambiance that Ghostbusters sometimes have. And I wish there was a little bit more ghost hunting or anything, because there's like these, you gotta for the most part, like there's these points of films where you kind of just have to just get rid of your sense of disbelief and just like, okay, so that's what happened. And then a lot of the characters here is like, oh, now you can do that. Oh, you know this now. Like, there's a lot of like simple like plot stuff that just didn't make sense. Like, wait, you didn't know about this like 6 hours ago or anything. Now you know, like an expert in it. Like, there's these little things that I just didn't click right. But for the most part, it's a fun Ghostbusters film. It's like this is what you wanted before. I just wish it just didn't rush the finale, and it's a very touching finale. There's not going to be spoilers. I don't think I'm going to just an after credits on this one. It's a good film to watch for sure. It's worth watching in the cinema. All the big cinematography, all the cinematography pieces they have on here it's well worth seeing on the big screen, at least once. And for sure, it's something to behold. Like, it's one of those films that I got like a lot of nostalgia from it, but I also have to kind of think about it as like a film, you know. It's like, it was a fun film, but there's just a couple things that it just didn't click right, or it was just playing off nostalgia for nostalgia's sake. There's a couple films that do that, but this one did a reasonable job on it, but it just didn't play it off well enough to kind of deserve a couple things. So for, I'm trying to think of anything else really. Animation of the ghost for fun. Some of the interesting product placements for sure were like, okay, product placement, gotcha. It was like, sure. They weren't as annoying as some other product placement stuff is. It was just funny when I noticed, like, oh, product placement. It was like, okay, yeah, sure. It was cheesy, but it was enjoyable, like scene right there. But there are some scenes that if the scene was not there, it didn't really matter for the most part. There's like a couple like scenes that like were just like why make that scene at all, you know? But I had fun with this film. I'm looking forward to it. I want to make sure that everyone notes that there is a mid and after credits scenes in this thing, so make sure of that. It's always one of those things I need to, sometimes you don't know, and some people leave before these things. But they do make note of a couple things, and I won't spoil it here. And like I said, I don't think I'd do an after credits, because this film itself is worth a watch. I recommend everyone watch it at least once if you're a big Ghostbusters fan, or if you just want to see a fun, this is like a really fun family film. It felt more like a fun family film than just like an overall, like it's a Ghostbusters film, but it's a really fun family film instead of just being just for the fans. It's like, yeah, kids can watch this and they have fun watching it. But yeah, that's what I'll say. So I'm gonna give this one a solid 6 out of 10. It was a fine film. There was some reasonable good buildup, but it just went too fast at the end. A couple scenes that just could have been skipped overall. The final climactic come together just didn't click properly. But when everything finally like hit the fan and it was moving, like, it's very touching and everything. But yeah, that's over my overall thoughts on Ghostbusters after credits. After credits, afterlife. But yeah, those are my thoughts. Let me know what you guys thought about the movie. Did you have fun? Get in the comments and let me know what you guys thought about the after credits, and we'll go around there. But yeah, thanks again for listening. Until next time, see ya.